Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Well, this is the part of the episode that I'm dropping right now. I talked about this 2 weeks ago, and I took the episode down, and I'll explain why. But before I do that, I want to just make something else really clear. I talk about the R word, using the word retarded as what I always say as an adjective, describing something you did. And that's what I talk about. That is different from why words have changed over the years. That's another good conversation, but for a different time. In other words, why it was mentally retarded, and then it went to mentally challenged, and that word has taken on new, that word has changed over the years. That's a different conversation. Even if it's something as simple as it was maid, and then it was housekeeper, stewardess, then flight attendant, midget, than little people. And I think that's a very worthy conversation. But I will say one thing. The same people, overwhelmingly, that are having difficulty not using the word retarded as an adjective, or, you know, or gay, or there's many others, are the same people that put up a fight when you hear, like, oh, now it's not, can't say flight stewardess anymore, you can't say maid anymore, you can't say, they're the same people, overwhelmingly. And to me, that says that maybe the problem isn't that they've listened with an opened ear and just really, after listening, thought, no, it doesn't make sense. It sounds to me that the problem they're having is that it's just something new and different, or it wouldn't be the same people in both categories. You know, this sort of, it exhausts them, even good, nice people. They just, so, but anyway, that is a conversation for another time, why those words change over the years. The conversation we're having today is when those words are used to describe something. And like we said, a lot of times it's, you know, oh, that's so retarded, or that movie's gay, or I'll discuss it. There's many other words, and they just get more and more ugly in my mind as you keep listing them. That's what I talk about today. So why did I take it down? I took it down because I was yelling. It brought out a lot of anger in me. And I know that when you're trying to change somebody's opinion, screaming at them probably won't do it. I thought it was okay because I'm not yelling at somebody. Like, eventually I would like to get someone here into the studio that we are on different, you know, we're disagreeing on this. And then, no, I would have nothing but a civil conversation. Two people can disagree immensely, but still sit down and have a civil conversation. And so I thought it was okay because I'm today on this show that I'm dropping today, or this part of the show, I was just what they say, yelling into the canyon when you do a podcast. I'm not yelling at another human being that's sitting in front of me. But still, I thought about it. Even if I was listening to a podcast and someone was yelling at me like that, I might not, you know, I might not listen. I might feel, hey, you're going to yell at me. You know, when I listen to someone like Tucker Carlson, or is it Carl Tuckerson? I don't know. I'm glad I don't know his name. Talking in such a sarcastic, snotty way. I don't give him a listen. Not that I would give him a listen anyway, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. But I thought I was that angry and I should share it with you. And the difference is I'm sharing it with you with perspective. The perspective of, you know, maybe yelling isn't the best way to go, but there's where I was at, and I thought it was worth sharing with you. So I isolated about a 30-minute part of the show that I took down. So now here it is again. That's it. Other than that, stay safe, and I hope you get something out of this show. I hope you get something out of it. It would mean a lot. That's it. Here it is.
It's a solo Todd Glass show. The only guest is the host, and Todd is the host.
Again, something else. You think, well, why don't I just talk about him? I don't know. I want to make myself talk about him. So if I plug it now, I have to talk about it later. Hold on. I'm going to go start the show. Talk about people that are still from another angle. I hope I don't lose you. But I'll just tell you right now, I'm going to talk about, I heard someone sent me a podcast and someone using the word retarded. And I swear to God, it's whatever, I promise you, it really boggles my mind, an expression I heard a talk show host use like 50 years ago. Edit that out, 30. Well, it was, what year was 1980? Probably 1980 I was listening to that show, so whatever year that was. And it boggles my mind. I just don't get it. And I'm tired of fucking talking about it as much as I don't want to stop. The part that I'm tired of fucking talking about is that I have to go through the thing, because I know everybody doesn't listen to every show, about how I don't want there to be a rule that they can't say the word. There's no conversation. They should be able to say whatever they want. That's where that conversation ends with me. What should they be able to say? Whatever they fucking want. And? There's no and. You're a comedian. You say whatever you fucking want. End of story. I don't argue that. Every goddamn comedian. That's how you become a good comedian. So it sounds like, well, aren't you contradicting that? Maybe lazily the way I word it. Like, I wish comedians wouldn't, or I would. No. I maybe sometimes I'll go, why do they say that? It sounds like, no, I don't think there should be a rule. I want to know emotionally why. And they still hear it. I guess I think it went away a little. And then when I hear it, I swear to you, you might not agree with me, but hopefully you know I'm not a fucking liar. It perplexes me. And I got to get a comedian in here that uses the word that I respect to have this out. I'm going to hit on it a little bit today, but I got to have one of them in here because I just don't understand. Maybe I should leave it there today. That I'll get somebody in here and have this conversation. but it's not what's on the surface. It's not. It just sounds so hard coming out of their mouths. And now that I know that not only are they saying it, but they're saying it and they've heard 15 people maybe say why it probably isn't cool or isn't nice. And not one of them made sense to them. Not one of them. I understand if they go, well, that didn't make sense. Or, well, Todd Glass, I heard his podcast. I got confused halfway through it. But nobody went there. That's the part. There's no way. There's no fucking way. And this includes some of our listeners. And I think if, now I'm treading into territory. The part I wanted to leave it at was, I got to get somebody in here. That's where I'll leave it. And by the way, no, I am going to talk about it now, but hold on one second. I guess we should start the show. I'm walking over to the AC. Wow. You want to go out that way so that you can leave that tucked in?
Hey, the curtain. Hey, is that the... Is he wearing flip-flops? Because I recognize the sound of those flip-flops.
All righty, now it's time to start the show, right? I'm missing horns. It's going to be fun this week. Wow, I feel the excitement in the air. Bah, I'm good. What? Ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Move. I could tour around doing this. Ba 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 da ba ba. The stand-up comedy doesn't come back. This is what I'm gonna have to do. Ba ba da ba. Boop 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 da boop. Ba 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 da ba da ba. Boop da boop da ba da ba da. Boop 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 da da. Beep 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 beep. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. Let's see if that music thing works, like he said. Hello, everybody. How are you? Oh, wow. Now that's a spicy opening. Oh, I thought I had my headphones on, but I don't. Now I do. You know, it's weird. It's a comforting feeling sometimes to wear the headphones. I don't know what it does, but it reminds you. How am I doing? How come no one can tweet me more? You used to tweet a lot more. Does no one tweet? Instagram. Whatever you do. Drive by my house and... do whatever you want. So, I just want... I'm going to say this, because I know I won't edit it out, and it has to do with the R word. And you know my version of the R word when people go, don't compare the R word to that, because no one says this. People say the C word, or the N word. And I've heard like I said before, every time I talk about it, I feel like I got to recap it, because in case somebody just happens to land here. But it's just when I go read the comments of why to hold on to that word, none of them have. I'm not looking to pick. If it made half sense, I would go. What do you really think? No one that's using that word is doing it with logic, because they wouldn't do it. You look at the other words that have been up on the chopping block. There's none that stood the test of time. They get grosser and grosser, and even a few comedians that do that bit that say, you can't compare them because notice people say the word. They'll say retarded, but they won't say the C word. Or that. Yeah, you want to wait till it gets there? That's where it goes. That's where it ends up going. It just gets worse and worse. There's no words that they thought, oh, maybe we shouldn't say Jew me down. That we can just say, there's no words that they had on there, but then they went, take that word off there. It actually, it's a good way to express yourself. And it doesn't mean you can't be vulgar. You don't have to be vulgar at someone else's being. And you didn't go, every other, say the other word. That's who I'd fucking respect. That's who I'd fucking respect. The one that uses the word retarded still. And they use the word fag or gay as an adjective. That's gay. Or don't be a faggot. Some will use the retarded word, but they stop with gay and faggot. They're, what are you holding on to? Please send this to somebody that uses it. If you listen to this show and you know something you send, please, I don't have your, I have your back. I love you. You're a comic. I probably hung out with you and really fucking like you. But you're holding on to it. And I'm watching from afar. And I go, why? 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 You're not just doing it. You get, I know the difference. You, if you did it 20 years ago, that was doing it. Now you're holding on to it. But so go use the word. If you don't use it, use it. If you use the word retarded as, and we're not talking about the other conversation of why it goes from mentally challenged to the words have changed over the years. That's a different conversation. I'm talking about only when it's used as, I think, pejorative as an adjective. So if you're out there and you use the word, I'm going to say the words because I have to. I'm having an intelligent conversation. If you're going to use the word retarded, well, why'd you drop out the word faggot and gay? If you don't, unless you don't do it, I doubt if you're still using the word retarded. Yes, I know you might use the word gay and fag less, a lot less, and there's always exceptions. But most of the time, I respect them if you go all the way back. Use the word retarded. Use the word gay and faggot. Use the word N-rig, N-rich. Use the word cunt. It's funny. I should say all of them, but some of them, like I say, that as the years go on or you learn more about those groups, those slangs just become more and more. Just they have a pack of it packs just something of why they're holding on to it. And if that's you that listens to this show, well, then use them all. Because you know if you're using a few of them, you're using the others when no one's around. So you're full of shit. Yes, if somebody said, hey, Todd, listen to this show. You know what? They might have more backbone. If you're just using the word out of all those words, if you're only using the word retarded now, you're holding on to that for some reason. And then the person that uses them all, they have more of guts than you. Unless, now it's still a new confusion. Unless I really believe that someone uses the word retarded on their show or their stand-up or their, hey, people that just in their everyday life. But I am talking about now because I think about comedians that have podcasts and they have, you know, their stand-up. Is there someone that uses the word retarded in their stand-up or and then that's the only one they use? Yeah, but that's what it, come on. If you're using that word or those words, then you're using the other one. So yes, the person that uses them all, that might seem more vile to you because you're going, geez, I'm using the retarded, but that guy, he's still saying, he has a bigger spine than you. Because all those words are the same. And a linguistics expert could say, I'm not going to, if you don't use those words, why do you say, you know, you pile of shit. That's not nice. It's at least it's not owned to a group. You know, it's not like you know what I mean. And if you don't know what I mean, I think that's the problem. So I think we learn by the words you say. Because what's the difference? What's the difference? We've been through this before. And I'll keep doing it. Because here's what I really believe when I sit in this room all by myself right now. The people that are agreeing with me, they don't mind hearing it over and over again. And if you do, well, then we can part ways right here. I don't want to, but we can part ways right here, right now. Go. If you're going, oh, I agree with you, but shut up. No, you agree mostly. You don't agree 100%. And maybe I'll say it different this time. Maybe someone will listen to the show. Maybe I'll say it better. I always say I don't want to yell anymore, but it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. When somebody tweeted me, they were on a podcast, and I thought, why? I don't even want to talk about people that happen to be unfunny that we all, you know, I don't think that person's funny. I'm talking about people that I think are funny. Someone just used this expression. I'm going to find out, Corey. Oh, what am I going to? I'll learn it. I'll find out next week, and I'll give this person credit. He's a wrestler, Corey. I just did his podcast the other day. He says you'll expire. I'm not going to have anything to do it with when you expire. I'm not hoping you expire. Well, if you're real mean spirited, I am. Like I said, I never wish anybody pain, ever, ever, ever. I just want them to stop. But if you'll expire. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. It's just going to happen. And you'll be right, I guess. You'll be right. But I want to get into the specifics of what are you holding on to. Please, somebody email me. I don't want you to email me. Well, they used to use the word moron. And that if that's you, then I don't have the patience to go. If that's you, you're still holding on and grasping to why to use that word. We are going at a cleaner argument. And the only argument that I will have, it's my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want. The only argument I will have is look at the word. And when you go back and look at the history of the words, you know, whether it's, and they're not in order, by the way. And it doesn't mean I haven't used some of these words. But I've learned even my own little personal stash when I would say them because people knew my ironclad stance that I would use the word to be absurd. I let go of that even because what the fuck was that helping? And it took a while. Like, I thought I earned this right around my closest group of friends to use words that they know what's in my gut. I thought I was just doing it around my close friends, but you just get sloppy and someone else says something intelligent, so you figure, oh, they're open-minded across the board, and then you do this ironically. They think you're doing it for real. So it took me a long time because you're not going to stop it unless you think it's worthwhile stopping it because you have to find a new way to express yourself with that. Otherwise, you're going to want to keep doing it. I was doing that, too. I was, like, trying not to use one word, so I started using another word. I go, well, that's not my goal. My goal is to how I can say something with grit. And, you know, when you just want to pack some punch, you ain't going to do it unless you find another word. Find another way to say it. So, but you go back to the words, and it's the same. And my point is, if you use all the words, pretty much all of them, the ones you know, that I don't have an argument for you. At least you're consistent. I don't understand you, and I think you cause a lot of pain to people more than you want to admit it, but you're consistent. But if you don't use all the other words, and you used to, if you say, oh, I never knew that word, no, that's different. But if there are words that you stopped, let me stop yelling. If there are words that you stopped, This is the chain I will have. These are the things I want the emails. If you can send me to someone that tell me why you think this is different, this one line of a chart of the evolution of your own language, if there are other words that you stopped, you know, that is who I might be able to grab their ear. Because what you're saying is if you stop them, you either do it when no one's around or... Why is this word any different? Again, there's not all words that you could say are crass or bad or whatever the word you want to use fit into the same category. These do, the ones I'm mentioning. Instead of saying, that person is a nasty, a Jewish word I think is fabisina. The fabisina, nasty fabisina. Now I want to use the C word. Okay. Now instead of saying, you know, yeah, and I think it's important. Every time I go to give this example, I think you have to, Todd, because people said the same thing every time. They're instead of saying, I fixed it cheaply, oh, that's nice. Would that ever give you problems? Would that ever give you problems? If someone goes, how do you fix it? I put masking tape all around that. I fixed it. I really just botched it together. Would you be okay? No, I got to say N-ring means fix it cheap. Oh, okay. And you don't do that anymore. Would you defend that word? If you're going to defend retarded, then defend that because they're the same thing. And I hope, isolate this part to someone, it's the same thing and you will not wiggle the fuck out of this. They're the same exact analogy. I would never go up to a person and say, hey, It was N-Rig or N-Rich. N-Rich meant you won the lottery, but you couldn't just go. Oh, boy, he was frivolous with his money. He was wasteful with his money. I want to say N-Rich. Yeah. Well, if you'd use the word retarded, then it's the same exact thing. Their plights and their past don't have to be exactly the same. They're more the same than they are different. And if you want to leech right to where they're different, they're more the same. Oh, I want to say Jew me down. Go ahead. If you're going to let the R word slip out, then fucking say Jew me down in your podcast. Say N-Rig. Say it. Say nigger rig. If you're going to say retarded, say nigger rig. Say nigger rich. Say cunt. Say faggot and say gay. Say them all, you spineless fuck, because that's what you are, and that's why you won't let go of the word retarded if you're a stand-up or a podcast person, because you didn't let go of the others by choice, which means you're the coward. Use the words. If you're going to use the word retarded, say them all. Not all of them if you never use them, but any of the ones you dropped out. Bring them all back. They're all the same. And you know why I'm mad? Because I thought when I went on Marc Maron and came out, I said it, and I heard some people talking about it, and I thought, for once, you know, he made a good point. And then when I hear it, I'm like, what the fuck? I swear to you, it makes me this angry. In case you're, because there could be some people that go, geez, I actually am with Todd. But because it brings up emotion. And the thing I thought I did differently today was try to stop people to go, well, no, it's different because that is a state of being. You what they do is some people will find the things that are different about the example. They'll go right to that. I got to find out what's different. Sounds like you're trying to defend being able to use the word. So you go, what's different about it? Why don't you spend an hour thinking of what's the same about it? What's the same about all those words? Instead of breaking it down, moron, I get the emails. Yeah, they piss me the fuck off. Do that. All those words I just mentioned, take 20 minutes and think of why they're the same. Then spend 3 hours talking about why they're different. But spend some time. You mean to tell me you really looked at it with a subjective, listened to it with a subjective ear, and you see no running theme, that those words just get uglier and uglier and uglier and uglier. They never get prettier. And if you're wondering why you can say, when talking about it in context, you know, why you can still say that word, but you can't, don't compare. Well, they get uglier and uglier. So if you're saying you can still do it, you won't be able to. When we say won't be able to, you know what I mean. You're going to get backlash. Woo! I feel good. Scared, but good. That's the part. The part where I just said, you know, when you use examples of the other words and people, they get clouded. They let cloud the issue. Just stay clean. There's a track of words I just laid out. And out of those 8-9 words, there might be some you didn't even know existed. But don't tell me out of some of those 8-9 words, if you're still using the word retarded, don't tell me there's not 3 or 4 more of those words. Let's say there's 10, you use the word retarded now, don't tell me there's not 3 or 4 in that list that you dropped out but you still use. So we're learning something about you. Unless you're going to tell me no, I don't. Well, then I'd go from your heart, or because you got tired of being corrected. So you're going to tell me why you stopped using all those other words, but you held on to this. So it's either you got tired of being corrected, which that sounds like you're mad, because that's why you're holding on to it, because you didn't let go of the others graciously. And now this, and that's why you say what's next. Because you just, there's a history of you having to stop shit you don't want to fucking stop. Well, that's your fault. That's your fault. That's not anybody else's fault. That's your fault. And I put in a different category the comedians that that do that talk about, you know, why, you know, you can say the reason it's not the same. I'll go back to using the slang because it is hard. I let it fly out of my mouth because it has to. You need to hear the vileness that it has. And if you don't think it's the same, just wait. Come on. Don't tell me you're listening to this with an honest ear to go. It does seem to have a constant pattern. God, I hope that you're not a doctor. If you can, and curing people's diseases, I hope that someone that you love isn't in the hands of a doctor that won't look at logic like this and go, wow, it adds up. It adds up. And that's how they cure people. They look, they pay attention. And these words don't get, so if you're saying, and I know there's some people go, no, that R word will never be as bad as some of the others. That's what they said about the others. And guess what? In a weird way, I'm not even saying don't do it anymore. I'm saying don't play me a fool to think that there's something to this here. You know, they're still using the word, the R word. Still using it. I figured out you. And why do I want to figure out you? Because I do. I want to figure you out. I want you to. My fantasy is that someone falls upon this and go, he's right. Because you're holding on to it. Because you didn't let go of the other words graciously. And this one, no. No. So use the others. And have a backbone. You know, there's a scene. It's an overdone scene with detectives, you know, where they go, you're mad. Admit it. That was the woman that you loved. And you walked in and she thought, oh, my God, that's supposed to be my wife. And now you see her with her kids and you're angry. And the guy goes, oh, you're right. It's overused. But from the stem of it, there is something there, I think, that probably has happened in those situations. And that's what I always fantasize, that I will take someone and push them until they admit it. You're holding on to that word retarded. Give me an honest answer. And it's hard to do. It's hard to give me an honest answer. I'll listen and I'll shut the fuck up. I'll put masking tape. But it's hard to do to believe that you use the word retarded, but you don't do any of the others behind closed doors. And it's hard to believe that you don't do any of the others and you let go of them graciously. So what we find out about you is that you're a fucking coward. And by the way, no one's good or evil. Some people, you're being a coward and it's hurting. You're a fucking coward. That's what you are. Trying to sell it as defending your speech. You're a coward because you won't really say what's bothering you. Say it. Say the other words. Go on your podcast and go, all right, I want to use the word faggot still. I'm still pissed off about that. Say it, but you're too scared. You know why? Because you're afraid you won't get paid. So you're the coward. You're a spineless fucking coward. And you don't have to be that way because you know what? Then there's the other part of you that I fucking love. I'm not talking about people that I don't think are funny. I'm in this category. I'm talking about people that are fucking funny. You'll thank me one day. People get off heroin. Don't tell me you can't get off this. You are off. You are off. And maybe it helps to be yelled that you're off. You're off. You're off. This will make you expire early. A word that I will find out. Corey, the rest, I'll find out. I'll give him credit. I love this phrase. You just expire. So if the word is that I found out that somebody actually just snapped them out of it, I'd be happy. I'd be happy. I'd be like, wow, cool.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. We'll be right back. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.